Hello and welcome to the Pony Sync for November 12th, 2019. My name is Andrew Turley. Can everybody else who's on the call just introduce themselves?
Yeah, hi, this is Sean Allen.
And I'm Gord Tischer.
All right, there's three of us today. So let us get started. The items to cover are in the sync stream. So if anybody wants to follow along at home, you can go there. Let's start with RFCs. I don't think we have any RFCs this week. No RFCs. So we'll move right on into Pony C. We have some PRs. First up is 3391, allow GNU latest images to be used with the Pony Playground.
Yeah, there you go. So I just opened this one. I think the only question is, Theo approved the changes, so okay, I'm going to merge it. All right.
Okay.
It was like, oh, I got it working where if you install the G++ package, then everything else works. And Theo was like, do we need G++? Do we use GCC? And my answer was, I don't know. I tested it with G++. I haven't tested it with GCC. He approved it after that. So, okay.
Okay.
There we go.
Shoot them all and let God sort them out. Got it. Yeah. Okay. 3390, make muscle latest images usable in the Pony Playground.
So I believe you pulled this before this was... Oh, CEO approved it. Okay, I thought that had already been... Boom. Okay, good. Those will be fixed, and I can stop using a hacked up Docker file to run the Playground stuff that I'm working on.
All right.
Let these happen tonight.
3387, add changelog tool to latest Docker images.
Yep. Currently, we don't install the changelog tool in those Docker images. This would add it.
Yep. See that?
I opened it, so.
Okay.
You good?
Yeah, just looking at it real quick. Okay, so you also got rid of those.
Yeah, flags. They're not needed.
Okay.
Yeah, those flags aren't needed. They're only needed for the Pony C, so. Theo would remove them somewhere else where I'd had them, so I figured just to be consistent, remove them as well. And seeing how I was, it was either put it in for the changelog tool one or remove it for the others, and I thought it made more sense to remove it for the others than adding for the changelog tool when it's superfluous.
Makes sense. Okay. Oh, it's good to me, so if you want to merge it.
Boom.
Look at all this progress. All right, 3386, upgrade Google Benchmark to version 1.5.0.
I had nothing to do with this one.
Okay, files changed, 97. Who wants to look at this?
Okay, so apparently the benchmark no longer uses float equal. And uses no deprecated warnings. Does he explain that? So at the very least, I want to understand on the first one. Okay. VS Code, that seems all perfectly reasonable. Okay, we don't use the Travis G benchmark. Don't know that that matters at all. I mean, it's just kind of we brought the whole thing in. So, yeah, so it looks like basically he pulled in all of the is there anything that's not in lib benchmark? I think that's the important part of this, right? Is the first file that I commented on, is that a lib g benchmark as well? That's not, right? It's our make file, right? The one at the very top of this PR?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Okay, so I think that's probably, I'm checking to make sure everything else is the basically the vendor's lib.
Yeah.
And if it is, then my only question is just why that change? Mm-hmm. I assume it's to support something in here for both of these. But I'd like to know why, for example, there seems to be a no deprecated warning, right? Like, which previously we didn't have. So is there deprecated code in the Google benchmark one? You know, just to make sure those are being turned on or off for a reason, right? And are not inadvertent. But so far, everything is libg benchmark. Yeah, it's all libg benchmark. So if we get an answer to that, okay, everything passed. This looks good to me, but I would want to know about the changes to our make file and get an explanation to make sure that each of the changes was done. All right, I'm leaving a comment to basically that effect. All right.
Good. 3381, fixed nested tuple access regression introduced in 3304.
It's a dipping.
It's a dipping.
Dipping, changelog fixed. Looks like Joe signed off.
Yep.
44 minutes ago. All right, if Joe signed off, because Joe's the one who's really knowledgeable, I looked at it and was just like, I'm asking, I was the one who assigned Joe to it. So good. Joe signs off. I'm good. That was my.
Makes sense to me.
All right. He's the master of the tupling.
All right. 3364 test FreeBSD using Bendered LLVM.
You can ignore that. I need to reach out to somebody to try and get more information about the error. Yeah, because I don't know where it comes from.
Okay. And 3234, build PonyC using CMake.
I'm still working on FreeBSD and OSX, but since I've been sick, I haven't done anything. So.
Well, the FreeBSD one is kind of, you have the same problem that I would. Right? With the vendored LLVM.
Yes, the Libatomic stuff.
Yep. So I need to reach out to somebody I know who works on both, is a former FreeBSD core team member, right? And also is somebody I know who they have extensive experience with LLVM. And I'm hoping that they would at least be able to point me in the right direction so we could get an answer to that. I know that Gordon previously, prior to FreeBSD 12, when we tried to build on FreeBSD, we kept running into the same error, right? And then with FreeBSD 12, there was no longer an issue. So I'm wondering if they're patching LLVM, in some fashion, but I tried to go through their ports code, but I couldn't. I'm just like, I don't know enough about the FreeBSD system and everything to be able to like dive in and figure out quickly whether they're patching. And if they are, that would be really problematic for us for vendor stuff in general, or if there's some special build flags they're using or whatnot. I'm hoping to get direction basically around that so that it could guide what we're doing.
Cool. Well, I hope to have more time this week to work on it.
Oh, cool.
All right. Okay. Moving on to issues. 3389, Nestle latest Docker images.
That's closed now, as is 3388. We merged the PRs for both of those.
Yeah. Okay. 3382, example of deadlock with Pony runtime back pressure.
Yep. This is a fun one. I think this would be one where I'd say we need to, folks need to read it, and we probably need to have a, I would say a minimum of like 15 minutes, perhaps more conversation on how we want to address this.
Okay.
It's an interesting problem. The basic gist of it is that if you take something like using the back pressure system, you can say a actor is under back pressure. You as a user can do this. Like, for example, an outgoing TCP connection, right? Say it's under back pressure because that connection's been lost and you want to reopen a connection. An actor has this and it wants to reopen it. This is in Wallaroo, right? Has this. And so it has another actor that works in conjunction with it, a timer to tell it to try to reopen the connection every now and then. The problem is with the back pressure system, that timer will be muted because it's not under pressure when it sends the one message to try to reconnect to the other actor. So this is a Wallaroo specific one, but there could be other patterns that people would have related to needing to free yourself from back pressure, right? That involves some other actor. And if that other actor is not under pressure, it will not be able to do its job. And how we would want to go about addressing this. There are workarounds, but I think it's definitely something where we need an enhancement to the back pressure system. I say this is the person who built the back pressure system.
Okay.
And when you read my comment, Andy, you'll be able to tell that I was you'll look at it and go, "Oh yes, that's right. Sean used to be a C++ programmer for a long time."
It's not a fact that I generally forget, but yes.
I do.
Okay. So let's wait on having that conversation then.
Yeah. I think the most important thing is like, you should read it and like let it sink in, cause there's a lot there. And Gordon, you can too, at some point when you do, you'd be more prepped for the conversation.
Okay. Friends. Yeah. Is that the part you meant?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Jesus. Isn't it?
Okay. I'd actually forgotten about that. it's been a while since I've tried to do that. Yeah. Friend. Okay. Anyway. Cool. All right. Let's move on then. 3379 cross compilation images need to be updated to LLVM 7.1.0.
Whoa, which ones? Wait, where is that? I don't see that in the list.
3379.
Oh, there it is. Yes, I do see it in the list. Never mind. Yep. Wow.
Didn't make it up, I swear.
Yep. So all of the cross compilation stuff that we're doing is using 7.0, right? Mm-hmm. 1. Which is not the supported LLVM version for 7. We need to do that. I don't want to do this. I've done enough of these things. Complexity, this is beginner friendly. Well, requires context. You need to know a little bit about it, and help wanted because I don't want to do this. How's that sound for labels?
Sounds like good labels.
Like it, this is not a difficult thing to do if you know how it all works, right?
Yep.
I just have no desire to do it because I discovered this as part of doing a ton of other stuff like this, and I'm frankly sick of doing that stuff for a while and need to do something else for a while.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll look for somebody else to do content. Okay, 3363 release pony 0.33.1.
Yeah, that the update there is for the dip and added release notes for the PR of his related tuples that we just merged.
Yep. Yeah. 3354 compiler crash when accessing nested tuple elements. So that's
part that's the fix.
Yep.
Yeah.
And 3140 compiler crash with Pony C 0.28.0 with LLVM 7 plus for certain projects.
Yes. So is this, did Sam comment on this one? Is that where Sam commented?
Yeah.
Yep. So yeah. So it's being backported to LLVM 9.0.1. So when we have LLVM support in LLVM 9 support and LLVM 9.0.1 comes out, woo, we'll pick up that change and we don't have to do any sort of patching.
Yay.
That will be very nice.
That will be nice. Thanks, Sam.
Cool. Sam is awesome.
Yep. All right. There are some things popping up in other places, so I'll just kind of go through these and start at the top of the list here, unless there's a specific place you want to start.
No, I've been all over the place. I have no idea.
Changelog tool 54, update installation instructions.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. We need, this is part of, we need to update the installation instructions to use Pony Up.
Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna labels. We don't have a good label for that right now. That's something we need to talk about, is labels, like whether we want to have the same label. But anyway, let's just keep going for now.
Yeah, okay.
43 is purely for me at this point.
Okay, that's 43 cleanup test scripts. Okay.
Yeah, to make all of this stuff work for being able to build changelog tool with muscle so that it could work with nightlies and all the rest of it, I did an ugly thing to the test scripts to get it working, right? Because it was it's ugly compared to the make file that it's amongst now, and it needs to be cleaned up. It's no uglier than it was before.
Yeah. Okay. So is Pony Up in a place where,
there's the show command, which Theo is working on, and we need to update the installation instructions. And once that is in place, then we're going to go around to all of the applications and replace the Linux installation instructions, saying, here's what you need to do. You need to install, you should install everything using Pony Up, right? You'll still, in the case of Pony C, you'll still need to have a couple of, you'll still need to have GCC installed, right? You know, mm-hmm. the linker compiler stuff. And if you're on a GNU platform, you'll need to have, the Atomics, the Atomics library, but that comes when you install. If you install basically the G++ package on Ubuntu, you'll get all the dependencies that you need, right?
Okay.
To go along with it. So it'd be like, hey, you need to install blah. Like, we can do, we can have some other separate document where we try to track different versions of distros and say, this is the dependencies you need to install, but otherwise they can do Pony Up.
Okay.
And we could look at adding something to Pony Up where there's a script which can be updated where it can try and determine what thing you're on and it could try to install things. But I mean, we don't need to for right now.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Okay. Moving on to Pony Stable then. PR95, replace usage of options with CLI.
Yep. So yeah, I mean, there's, I think that got updated because I did a rebase and push to see where it was. And then I asked Matthias to, review and make sure that when I did the rebase that nothing got, messed up. If you check out, I think it's, issue 133, right? This is the process that this is going to go through, and the CLI stuff will be part of it, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to do the rename stuff first, right? Okay. Because we have a Pony stable that's out, and there will never be another stable release, and because the CLI options thing is going to break, is a breaking change, right? So what we're going to do is that is the version of stable that was released over the weekend is the last version of an application ever called stable that is going to be released. Mm. I'm going to do the beginning of the rename for everything, right? Then we're going to bring the CLI stuff down. We're going to do additional changes for rename from anything that the CLI needs to have done that were in the CLI one, right? Mm-hmm. So that these things will go out together as one version and it'll be TAC like 0.1.0, right? Yep. Which would be available for kind of like if there are additional fixes that need to be done for a stable type thing going forward, basically more like security ones or mm-hmm. whatever, mm-hmm. something like that. We have a thing where it doesn't have a confusing name, stable, and is not using a outdated library that's no longer in the standard library. So that shouldn't be problematic. And so we'll have that. We can update we could update our existing projects that are using it until such time as we can replace it with Coral, where we're directing Corral, where we're asking everybody instead to work on that. And eventually TAC just goes away as well. But TAC is sort of like future-proofing if it takes a while for Corral to come about.
Sounds good. Okay.
And that explains everything which is in this repo.
Okay. And then
for the issues. Yeah.
Install instructions is what you covered. That's
yep.
Okay.
So related to that change though, Gordon, at some point I'm gonna come around talking to you about the Windows build, probably. I haven't looked at it yet, but I'll probably ask you questions about it.
Yeah, sounds good.
Alrighty.
Okay. Pony Lang website, 5.12, Last Week in Pony.
Things happened.
It is there. 5.10, add Last Week in Pony creation GitHub action. That's
great. Yes, I did this. I think it would make Theo's life a little easier if when he closed the Last Week in Pony, if that triggered the creation of a new one that he didn't have to make sure that got created intact. He just closed it when he closes it opens a new one.
Yeah,
so that'd be nice to prevent me from making the mistake of not opening that issue like I did that one time.
Yep,
which is also a mistake that I had done previously. You know,
I think it's a pretty just one of those mistakes that I think people are going to make. So
I've learned enough GitHub Actions stuff that I can do this with minimal pain.
All right. Cool.
There was a lot of pain to get to being able to make that statement.
We're but, paying for all the mistakes you've made. Okay. 509, add packet to sponsors list.
Thank you. Yes. Yes. So I spec'd that out. The machine, they said they were giving us, I think it was 1,500 in credits, right? Mm-hmm. It looks like the machine that I spun up today should cost a little less than $700 a year. It's like 8 gigs of memory, 2 CPUs, 80 gigabytes of hard drive or something like that.
Okay.
Running on a little Intel Atom. Which is perfectly fine for what we need, you know. Now, there's a bare metal 2 CPU machine in the, you know, at Packet, which is going to run Pony Playground. Sweet.
Okay. One quick thing on that. I think we had a 4-core machine doing it last time. Do you maybe?
Okay. Look, I was able to do all the building with Rust, including the release optimized build without any issue on it earlier today.
Okay. The only reason I bring up the number of cores is that specifically if you're using the Playground, if you are like me and you are doing pony talks and you are trying to show people things about how the scheduler works and that sort of thing, mm-hmm. having more than 2 cores is nice because you end up relying a lot on outputting things from actors. But let me rephrase that. I end up relying a lot on outputting things from actors. And if you only have 2 cores, you end up with basically things getting chunked up because you don't really have multiple actors running because you've got 1 core being consumed by IO. And then you've just got another actor that gets scheduled and does its thing for a little while, and then another actor does its thing for a little while.
Well, when we get it up and running, let's see how that is, because the only thing which is not like a heavy, a chunky compute machine, right, mm-hmm. are the little 2-core ones.
Okay, not, it may not be a big deal. I wanted to bring that up as one thing that I had noticed where having the Playground was kind of nicer than trying to do it on my little laptop because I had multiple cores. Okay, all right. Okay, cool.
Hey, there's going to be documentation that comes out of this for how to actually set the fucking thing up.
That'd be great.
Pardon my language. But language. I'm like, I have no idea how to do so many of these things.
Yep. Cool. Okay. Moving on to Corral, a couple of PRs here, 50 add version command. Useful, that was already merged. Okay. 48, add installation instructions using Pony Up. That is still open. Okay.
But Theo seems to be on it.
Yep.
Yeah, I told him we might want to hold off until we do the Pony Up release and then update all of the Linux installation instructions for all of our applications.
All right, so I'm going to add the do not merge to it for now. All right. Sounds good.
Maybe just add in, yeah.
Okay. Wait, 42 is done. I'm going to close that.
Okay, all right, getting ahead of me here. 49, woo! Add version command, 45, add installation instructions. So yeah, okay. And then 42, get a release into Cloudsmith so Pony Up works.
Boom, that's done as of last night.
Okay, yay. All right, and then Pony Up, issue 39 is the release 0.2.0. So a note for that. 35, bring changelog tool, release.
Is that still open? 39? Oh, yes. That's,
yeah.
Yeah, did I? Did I?
I believe this should be closed.
Yes, we merged that last night, right? Yes, yeah, we did. No, wait, didn't. Did I not? Oh, here's an easy, there's an easy, let me go look and see. Easy way to figure this out.
I've noticed this SSL version change while I was working on it today.
Yes, okay, yep. Yep, I brought everything. I brought it all over. Yep, so that one can be closed.
Which one, 35 or 39?
35.
35, okay.
35, yes.
25, improved documentation in README.
Yep, that's also something that I would like to do before release 0.2.
Okay.
Yep.
And I will hopefully have those things done tonight.
Okay.
Sweet. I hope to figure out some of the playground stuff by tonight. In particular, like how on earth do I do the SSL? We can have a race, Theo.
Oh boy.
You have more stuff, but I have no idea how to do it.
All right. A challenge.
I know. I've been using Let's Encrypt through other services for a while now. So the last time I had to do an SSL certificate in any fashion that wasn't as a service for me was long enough ago that I'm just like, oh.
Yeah. Well, good luck there. The last one is issue 24, improve output of show.
Yep. I think
that's also on the list of things to do, hopefully by tonight.
Yeah,
actually, this is the big one because it involves it effectively involves adding a lock file to keep track of which package versions have been selected for use, so that the symlinks don't get overwritten when an update is made.
Got it. Okay. All right, that's it for issues and PRs. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about? The Groxio stuff comes out this week?
Yeah, that comes out on Friday. I want to get the playground up before then.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
That would be my big goal for that. Andy, you watched the video last night, so... You were feeling good with that, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, there was only one thing that I was, at this point, that I was even mildly worried about, and the four times I had watched it, I was like, that's a well actually, and I don't know how you can address a well actually in this format, and you didn't raise it, so I'm feeling pretty good.
Do you want to tell me what it was now? I was holding off on asking. So that
it was related to the compilation and compilation preventing concurrency won't allow concurrency bugs, right? Mm-hmm. And the well actually is it won't allow data races or unsafe sharing, right? But somebody could call like live lock, somebody could call like a logical data race between a couple of a logical race condition. Some people would call race conditions to be a concurrency bug, and we can't prevent race conditions, right?
Right.
We can prevent data
also
races, but not race conditions.
Prevent live lock.
Right. Right. So those are two things. That's something that the compiler doesn't do. But again, it's you haven't seen the video, Theo, but it's basically it's an intro to Pony One, right? Just to get people to sign up for their course, right? And it's got like a early history of Pony as told by me to Bruce in an email that I sent him that was very long when he asked some questions. And then, you know, a bit about the language as well. And one of the is, you know, focusing on like reference capabilities and how reference capabilities can help you prevent these concurrency bugs that would happen, you know. And so it's in that context, and there's a well actually to be had there, but I don't know how within, as Andy saw with it going by, I couldn't think of any way to address the well actually that isn't like some giant long thing that wouldn't really fit in the format.
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple of, yeah, I noticed that, and it was definitely one of those things of, you know, we don't need to go into it here because this is not the place for it. So I think it's okay.
Yeah, that does remind me. I still have the thing to add an FAQ to the website using the guy, John, last name begins with an R, professor at University of Utah, about what is a data race, because it kind of addresses that as well, because there are people who believe that a race condition and data race are the same thing, which they're not actually, even in common parlance, just because we've had that well actually come up a couple of times. Need to get that FAQ in. There's an issue for it with the link and everything. So, yeah.
Fair enough. okay, so... Yeah, anything else we want to talk about?
No.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Then I will declare this sync done. Thank you, everybody, for showing up or tuning in. And I will stop recording.